hello and welcome in again to the Worship Life Podcast with Mike Harland. I am your co-host, Brian Brown. And Mike,
Happy New Year
has dawned.
Happy New Year. All right, so Brian, New Year, new you?
Well, yeah, maybe. No, it's the same me, Mike.
It's the same me.
I haven't had plastic surgery or anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm still the same. 2019. That's how you would say that in Spanish. I've been working on my Spanish, as you know.
Spanish. I think I'm going to throw something in here.
This is not an announcement.
Yes. It could very well be that Lifeway Worship is in the beginning stages.
Right. I know about this.
Of a Spanish hymnal.
That's exactly right.
But that's all we need to say about that right now.
It's going to be too long.
A modern approach, kind of like the 2008 hymnal was a modern hymnal. This is be a modern. It could be.
That's exciting. Lifeway Global.
No announcement. No release date yet, but it's
very excited.
Could be happening.
Very excited about
all
that.
All right.
So, Mike, I've got my 2019 all planned out. I don't know if you have
the whole thing.
The calendar. I've got appointments in December of 2019 already on the calendar.
And here's the great news, Brian, is we both know at this advanced stage of our maturity that you can plan your whole year out, and it's going to go right according to your plan.
Absolutely, Mike. The quote I'm thinking of in my head, it's not some great spiritual leader, but it's Mike Tyson. When I was growing up, he was the big boxer.
Yeah.
And Tyson famously said, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Are you saying that there's a chance that the plans we've laid out for the 2019 could go awry?
I'm saying yes, Mike. It's always been that way before. One thing that won't change is the fact that I will make plans, you will make plans, we will make plans, and then unexpected things will happen that will alter our plans dramatically.
You had a wonderful trip that you planned, you and your wife, Terry. Y'all were celebrating a significant anniversary last fall, and y'all went to England.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a plan.
We did.
Did it go exactly according to your plan?
That one went pretty well. No major upsets. But I'll tell you one thing that didn't go according to plan. And this was, this is very me. You know me, so you'll relate to this. Terry and I decided I wanted to go to Abbey Road. Because, you know, you're in London, and I like music, and the Beatles' famous, iconic recording studio there. And so the beauty of the subway system there in London is they have all the stops named on the London Tube, the underground. And so my wife and I go in there, and there's a stop called Abbey Road. Perfect.
That's got
to
be
now we know how to get
that
to Abbey
has
Road.
To be the right.
So I say, come with me. We get the cards and the tickets, and we get on.
You were doing that man thing. We know where we're
going. Follow me. I don't need to ask directions to Abbey Road. It's a stop right there.
Right.
Because it's such a famous, iconic place.
Yes.
Those who know London well, better than me, will know that the Abbey Road stop is not necessarily a great part of London. When you get off, it's nowhere near the Abbey Road studios, Mike. You'd like to know that. And we quickly felt concerned for our livelihood and got back on the train. And all of that took quite a long time. And I never got to the Abbey Road studios because...
But you saw parts of London you would have never experienced.
I certainly did. And some great graffiti and some shady characters. It was great.
So what does this have to do with 2019, Brian?
Well, it's just the reminder that I think you quoted Proverbs 16:9 earlier, and it was such a great reminder that, you know, in his heart, a man makes his plans, but God directs his steps.
Yeah, here's the deal. We go into this new year, and we do have plans. We have plans personally, and Lifeway Worship has plans, and we're working on plans all the time. I just was in a short meeting with Renee Hardwick, and we were talking about Worship Life Gatlinburg and who the artists are going to be and who the speakers are going to be, and it's all lining up. And then Sun Power and all the events we're planning for. And I was just talking to Anna Claire about conferences that I'm going to be at. And so we make our plans. The Bible certainly would never say don't plan anything.
Right.
But I guess the theme of what we're talking about today is that what do you do when it doesn't work out? What happens when something sudden interrupts your plan and you have to adjust?
Right.
What do you do then?
Especially something significant enough that the plans are shot. You know, we've all had things like I had where I had to make a slight adjustment in my plans.
Yeah.
But, Mike, I know you and your family have been through some things just in the last month leading up to Christmas, you personally and your family, where, you know, you had some plans changed.
Well, you know what?
Radically.
I have been reminded thoroughly recently how little control we really do have over our lives.
Yeah.
And here's what's funny about musicians. We tend to be control oriented. And we tend to be guys and girls, leaders, musicians. We feel like we can fix stuff. Mm. You know, that quarter note in beat two of measure 27, we feel like we can fix that. We can go back and get the choir to go over that again or make that stronger or whatever. But I'm learning more and more as time goes by. And I think it's a great way for us to start this year. Is the reminder that we really aren't in control. Mm. And you know, the Bible has some things to say about that. This is pretty interesting. The Bible talks about time and uses multiple words for the word time. We say time, and we know what we mean by that. But the Bible has the word chronos, which would be chronology, would be from that word. There's also the word kairos, which really means moment. And when you think about our lives day to day, our lives are just a series of connected kairos moments. Mm-hmm. And here's the amazing thing to realize going into a year like 2019 is that God is in the details.
Yeah.
And though we make every plan we want to make, our plans can get interrupted in a heartbeat. As a matter of fact, Brian, under a stoplight.
Yes.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Right. Very near the summit church.
And yeah, Brian knows this story, but we haven't really talked about this much. But I was in a car accident it's been weeks now. By the time this airs, it would be a couple of months. Right. I was over there with the Summit Worship guys, J.D. Greer's great church. I'd just been in an amazing service where they are looking together, a vision casting service, and the people were gathered. The Summit Worship team were leading this amazing worship experience of great songs. By the way, some new songs that Lifeway Worship is going to publish. And I was over there with those guys, Gardner Pippen, hanging out with those guys. And here was my mistake, Brian. I'd been there all weekend long. I had gone to 6 worship services on 6 different campuses.
Goodness.
And it was Sunday night, and we were on the final one. I had a flight the next morning, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to get ahead of the crowd.
Yes.
And I'm going to slip out of the back of the church. And that way the Summit Worship guys who had been hosting me all weekend, they could go home to their families. They wouldn't have to do anything for me. And I'll just go back to the hotel and grab a hamburger. Well, I was about 2 blocks from the church going through an intersection in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I looked up and I had a green light and I kept going. And before I knew it, I was spinning because a car had run the red light going the other direction and hit me in the back of the car. And I was spinning and my car wound up facing the opposite direction. And actually, it happened so fast that I didn't even put my brakes on. Mm. My foot was still on the accelerator.
Wow.
And I was told later that this is not that uncommon to happen. When wrecks happen, the driver doesn't always react with brakes. And so I my foot's on the accelerator. As soon as my wheels found the road again, they caught and I zipped back across the intersection. So that's one of the reasons I know I had the green light, because there could have been more traffic if I hadn't have.
But,
so finally come to a stop. And the first few seconds, I didn't even know I was hurt. Mm. But 15 seconds later, I began to have blood just pour down my face. And I, in fact, had split the top of my head open.
Wow.
So 30 minutes later, I'm in an ambulance. They're stabilizing my neck. I don't even know how hurt or not hurt I am. And gratefully, I'm sitting here at this microphone today to tell everybody I really wasn't that hurt. I did get a bunch of stitches in the top of my head.
Yeah.
And I spent a night in an emergency room. But I'm on the ambulance. Teresa, my wife, talks about this now. And I called her from the ambulance. She said I was so jacked up. Adrenaline-wise, and I was screaming at her. I wasn't trying to scream. Hey, Teresa, I'm okay. I'm not hurt. I was in a wreck, and my tone actually alerted her that golly, something's not right.
Right.
And they took my blood pressure, Brian, in the ambulance. Oh. It was like 165 over 110 or something.
I believe it.
But you know what? What a reminder. I mean, think about what we take for granted every day.
Yeah.
Just get it going to and from work, or just moving through the paces at our house, and man, it can change so fast. And I went from getting to the hotel early, getting in bed, ready for an early flight, to being in the emergency room all night long, and still dealing with some of the stuff that came out of that experience. But it can change that quickly. It
reminds me of the passage in James. I don't have it in front of me, Mike, where James talks about, you know, how we say we're going to go here and there and we're going to do this and that, but we really should say, if the Lord wills, I will go.
Well, as a matter of fact, Brian, I have it in front of me here.
You see, you have your Bible. That's a disadvantage.
I was thinking of that very
passage.
It's the fourth chapter of James. And it starts in verse 13. It says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will travel to such and such a city and spend a year there and do business and make a profit." And it right. goes on. And yet James reminds us, he says, "Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring." And boy, is that right. We have no idea. Just like on a Sunday night in Raleigh, North Carolina, I certainly didn't know a gentleman was going to run a red light and hit me in the back of my car.
Right.
But, and you know, I think about... a lot of people, our friends, know that my mother-in-law lives with me, and we're just having a normal morning. She's getting dressed, doing what she does, and she had a fall. She just kind of lost her balance and fell, and a few hours later in surgery. I mean, it can change that fast. Yeah. And I guess what we're saying and what we're reminding all of us of today, as we go into a new year, yes, make our plans, plan our work our plan, as one of my old seminary professors used to say.
Right.
Plan your work your plan. But trust a God who really is the orchestrator of the details of the moments.
Yeah, and who isn't surprised by them.
None of them. As a matter of fact, I was reminded when my mother-in-law had her little accident, I was reminded of just how thoroughly God is in the details. Because on the particular day that that happened. Mm-hmm. I had a long day in front of me, meeting after meeting, including the Lifeway Christmas chapels were happening that day. And of course, I lead those and was singing and leading the choir and all that. My annual review was scheduled for that day and a lot of stuff going on downtown. So the night before, one of our close family friends, Margie, had come to see me and Teresa and to meet our new grandchildren, because she's very close to my kids. She had not met them. She lives in Mississippi, and Margie had come to visit with us and see my grandchildren. She hadn't been in our house. She'd never been in that house since we built it. Yeah. And so it was no coincidence the morning my mother-in-law fell that one of our best friends, who's one of the most attentive and supportive and encouraging people that we know, was right there in the house. She had had the exact experience with her mother years ago, multiple times, and she was the one that immediately was there to step into action, spring into action. Right. You're going to need this. You ought to do that. We're getting the ambulance called and all of that. And I've been able to come. I was able to go on downtown and do what I was doing. And Margie has stayed with Teresa at the hospital. And I was getting updates all day long about that. It's no coincidence that God put Margie at our house that night.
Yeah.
And that morning, she's right there. And when we needed a friend to be nearby, she was right there. And she stayed with Teresa the whole day while her mother was going through all of the things that were happening. So I bet our listeners, as they think back over their lives, look at those moments of sudden stuff, can think about the details that God orchestrates ahead of time, like a simple one, like having a friend nearby that otherwise would not have been there.
Yeah, he is there. And you know, Jesus constantly reminds us in his word not to worry, not to be afraid, that when the sparrow falls, he knows it, that the numbers of hairs on our head, he knows. Every detail of our lives, not only is he aware, but he's got it covered. And Mike, it's wonderful when you talk about your friend being there as an extra caregiver in their home, right where you needed it.
Yeah.
You know, I think about the sufficiency of God's grace
and
how people misinterpret the word sufficient so many times. You know, the definition just, it means enough. There'll be enough there. There'll be just what you need. Just what you need.
Yeah.
And he reminds us of that in so many ways.
So years ago, I wrote a song about this with my good friend Luke Garrett. Yeah. Speaking of unexpected things, Luke left us way too early by my count, but the Lord knows he's sovereign over that. But one day Luke and I, this was when I lived in Jackson, Mississippi, and I was minister of music of Broadmoor Baptist Church in Jackson. And he and I had a scheduled appointment that morning to write together. And we were going to go to lunch. We were going to write together. And I'm sitting in my office, and Luke was supposed to be there like 11 or something. And it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. And suddenly a person burst into the office and there's been an accident. Our drama team, we had a high school drama team that was going to a retirement home that day to do some things, puppets and et cetera, and lead worship. And they were in one of our church vans. And they were literally run off the road in a very conspicuous and dangerous place on the interstate there in downtown Jackson, where a car had just kind of cut them off and driven them off the road. And they left an embankment, and they went off an embankment that was like 30 feet in the air. This van turned upside down in the air, and they landed on the top of that van and a few feet away from a gas grill that had gas hooked up to it. And they had come in and said, there's been an awful accident with the kids and they're all being rushed to the hospital. We need to get the staff there. And this is like 15 kids, high school students. Wow. And so, man, I left, you know, and I just tore out of the church. I get to the hospital, and by the providence of God, I mean, the story around this was amazing, but not a single kid had a single scratch. Mm-hmm. We still don't understand how it happened. But so within a couple of hours, I had left the hospital. We were praising God. Not a single kid was admitted. No broken bones, no cuts, anything. And so I'm back at the church, and Luke comes for our writing session. And I'm telling him about the events of the morning. And then I say to him, Luke, it's as if the unseen hand of God caught that van and set it down gently, and none of those kids were hurt. And when I said unseen hand of God, Luke said, let's write that song. And we wrote a song that day called Unseen Hand of God. And Luke recorded it on his next record. And It's about that moment, unforeseen, that the hand of God was just all up in the middle of. That chorus says, the unseen hand of God, the mystery of mercy, that God himself would hold us to his heart in the moments of our fear, in the times of sudden danger. He is near, and I am safe in the unseen hand of God. And that song actually came to mean something else to us when my wife walked through breast cancer. She would sing it as a testimony of the unseen hand of God. So here's the encouragement we want to give our friends today on this first recorded podcast of 2019 is make every plan that you can make. The proverb says, trust in the Lord, but prepare the horse for battle. In other words, we don't just sit back and just say, okay, God, I'm trusting you. I hope it all works out. No. You prepare the horse for battle, but you don't trust in yourself to win the victory. So Trust in the Lord, prepare the horse for battle. And I want all of our friends out there to know that in 2019, there are going to be a lot of those battles. We'll make our plans. We'll do our due diligence. We will work and serve. But we all know there are going to be some curveballs. Yeah. There's going to be some phone calls we didn't want. There's going to be a diagnosis that we would have never guessed was coming. There's going to be an accident, whatever. Could be something going on even in our ministry, in our church, that we could never anticipate. But the encouragement to start our year off is we serve a God that manages the details, who has it all in his control, who loves us infinitely. I mean, if he only loved us but wasn't sovereign,
yeah,
that'd make us feel good, but wouldn't help us very much. If he was only sovereign but didn't love us, we wouldn't feel much better.
Right.
We'd have a God that could do anything but wouldn't want to. But the great thing to be reminded of in the new year is we have a God who is sovereign but also loves us.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage all of our friends, and Brian, looking at you, remind both of us today that there are plans that won't go right this year, but we have a God that will love us every step of the way. And we yield this year to him. And we pray that for all the listeners of our podcast, that they will see the hand of God at work in their lives, even in the moments that were unplanned.
Amen. Amen. Well, we would love to hear from you. Email us, worship@lifeway.com. We'd love to hear your stories of times when the unexpected has occurred and those special ways that God has been able to reveal himself. We'd love to hear those stories, so share them with us. You guys have been great to email us, worship@lifeway.com. We'd also like for you guys to interact with us on all of our social media platforms. We're there on Facebook, we're there on Instagram, and all of the other ways you can contact us. We look for you there, and then look for you on the blog as well, worshiplife.com. www.worshipshow.com. Join the discussion, talk about worship, share your stories, and let us know how we can pray for you. Also, remember to always review and rate the podcast on iTunes. That just helps other people find out about the Worship Life podcast and join the conversation. Until next time, for Mike Harlan, this is Brian Brown saying thanks for joining us at the Worship Life podcast with Mike Harlan. We'll be back together to talk about worship again very soon.